make a contribution, or contact funding@ckut.ca if you have any questions. Thank you for your continued support. Love, CKUT.
Radio.
Sound waves in the air.
CKUT, Montreal, Canada.
CKUT.
It's time to take sampling to a whole new level. Pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal. Welcome to West Indian Rivers. My name is Howard Carr. And the co-host of the show,
Thief Sankar.
And along with the rest of the crew,
DJ Nicholas.
Special guest DJ. With the news,
Brian Amplify.
Welcome to West Indian Rhythms.
On CKUT 90.3 FM.
People's Station.
Yeah. participating. Nothing Santa will be bringing this Christmas Day. And little girls are waiting out the window staring for things Santa will be bringing this Christmas Day. And so my friends, I'm asking that tonight as you are praying, say a prayer for the lost souls and the dying this Christmas Day.
Show her a child. born on Christmas Day. Bethlehem was the place, and now the human race has hope eternal. Christ is here to stay. For unto us the Son is given, and unto us a child is born. The government shall be on no one else's shoulder. Oh, happy dawn, oh, glorious morn. Manger bed, where wrapped in swaddling clothes the Son of God was laid. The news spread far and wide throughout the countryside. God had fulfilled the promise he had made. Men from the east came to Jerusalem, eager to find the King of the Jews. They journeyed on after meeting with Herod, that great deceiver, who tried to win, but the fool was bound to lose. Oh, I love to hear the Christmas story of the angel announcing the birth of Mary's little boy, tidings of great joy. Special star, it guided them to the heavenly King. They brought him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. Let's worship him, let us his praises sing. Oh, I love to hear the Christmas story.
Isn't life a Christmas story? Pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal, and the world at large. My name is Howard Carr, and you're locked into West Indian Rhythms, a program called West Indian Rhythms, on CKUT 90.3 FM, the station you're listening to at the moment. One of the finest stations for programming and content anywhere in North America. I'll put that up, put them up against anybody. So we opened the show with Mr. C.C. Walker doing a very good version of that song. Oh, Holy Night, was it? Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful. Well done. And then Mr. Pete Douglas, of course, was there. Beautiful, Pete. Two local talents. Wish I were a child. Don't we all? All sort of things are happening. You know, I passed by a dollar store coming down the street, and I was totally amazed that there was a lineup to go in the store. I said to myself, what would I want in a store right now if it's not food that I'd be lining up? Maybe I'm crazy. I don't know. And they just weren't respecting that 6 feet apart. At least they all had on their mask, but wow. Also, my car battery died on me. So I had to call my great friend, good friend, who always takes care of me. Works at the big Costco. And because I went up there and I panicked. When I see the lineup to go in there and people like ants. Meanwhile, I'm hearing in my head on the radio, stay away from crowds. I said, no. So I called my friend. And she works there. And she went and got it for me. So I want to say many thanks to Sharon. You're a savior to the old bones here. So many people to say thank you. Everybody I see that comes and offer to do these things. Simple things, you know what I mean? But we have to be still careful regardless what age you are, you know what I mean? It's not a virus that we can fool around with. I mean, just be careful. Just be careful. Whatever age you are, it has no age limit. The younger body may be able to withstand it because of their immune system and all that. But be careful. That's all I'm saying. And to all my young friends, I thank you, thank you, thank you. This program today is dedicated to my co-host whose birthday it is today, Miss Natasha Fadlin Sankar. She's just coming off a couple of weeks of studying hard for her exam. I'm going to try and link her. I don't know what's her program today. It's her birthday. And, of course, I was talking to a friend of mine whose birthday was yesterday, so I asked him, this weekend you're gonna go get drunk or something? He says, Stretch, I'm not leaving my house. I say, okay, brother. You don't have to say it again. You know what I mean? So I really, everybody's taking their precautions. So I guess I will find out what Ms. Sankar is doing. Get yourself a glass of wine and just sit there and reminisce. I guess. I don't know. What do I know? So, Montreal. It's 23 minutes past the hour. The hour of 4 o'clock. I'm in a lazy mood. What a beautiful day it was today. Not even cold. I was able to change my car battery, adjust the disc pad. I was able to do quite a lot of things out there today. What happened? I wish it was springtime, though. So, beautiful, beautiful day. Meanwhile, in New York and places like that, it's been snowed out about. You know, my dear old brother Tony always teasing me if I want to come to Washington because there's no snow. So now I'm teasing him. Do you want to come to good old Montreal because there's no snow? All right, I'm going to play a music by Fab Five requested by Angie. And also want to wish Beverly, one of the posse members of the West Indian Rhythm Crew, a happy birthday. It was, I think, yesterday. All the best to you, Miss. I'm being distracted here, folks. All the best to you, darling. All right? This is 5-5. Yes, the beautiful sounds of Fabulous Five. That's one of the best bands ever came out of good old Jamaica, Ted. Come and call me there, my brother, and let's get on with it. It's now 29 minutes past the hour of 4 p.m. Could you give me a call, Ted, and we will get on with this chit-chat and see what's up with you, all right? 514-947, there we go. Hello, Teddy. Hello, Ted. Oh. Are you there, sir?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, you're live on air. Go right ahead. What are we going to chit-chat about today?
Good afternoon, Mr. Carr. It's always good to join with you and the listeners of the best radio station in Montreal, CKUT 90.3 FM. Bonjour, mes amis. How are you doing today?
Good, brother. Good, good.
We're in Quebec, so we have to throw in a bit of fresh every now and then.
Yes. You know what went through my mind? Bonjour. With an H and an O.
Well, remember, we're international.
So yeah, yeah, yeah. We're international.
Oui, so bon béni, bonjour. It's good to be with you again. But 10 months ago, Mr. Carr.
Yes, sir.
February, to be exact, was the first time we heard the name coronavirus, COVID-19. And we started this chat back in April. Time has really flown. We've been together quite a few months now.
I'm telling you.
Fast forward to this day, with millions passed and millions infected, we do see the clear silver lining on the horizon. It's not all dead and it's all not dumb and dull and gloom. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, that day is coming.
Mm-hmm.
We owe an immense sense of gratitude to our scientists that use the tried and true information on making of a vaccine and improving on the method to come up with this new system of the mRNA to manufacture this new vaccine. Now, today, we have two approved vaccines in the market. We have Pfizer and Moderna. Both are 95% effective, with most probably another two or three vaccines coming on the market in January or February next year.
Mm-hmm.
The problem today, sir, is how to convince a majority of people to take the vaccine. I believe it's the only way for us to cause herd immunity. And I'm concerned that the percentage of people that are saying they'll take it is under 50%. It's not going to cut it. I am not a doctor nor a health worker. All my certificates are in civil engineer,
mm-hmm.
accounting, business administration, and I hesitate to say it, but political science.
Right.
This is the first time I've ever admitted to that. But I'm a logical thinker.
Right.
I trust the science.
Mm-hmm.
And I would take the vaccine as soon as it is possible and available to me.
Can't come fast enough for me.
Yes. I believe it's our way out of this dreadful situation we find ourselves in. And it is time that we hug our loved ones again.
Mm-hmm.
This is not natural for us. We need to hug our grandchildren and our loved ones. I delivered gifts to my godchildren today, and I couldn't hug them. He's trying to get to me, and I have
telling
to
me about it.
Tell him. You know, it's not natural.
No.
For us to live like this. And so I urge you, everyone within the sound of my voice, if you trust my thinking, you trust me, Ted Theodore Hamilton Blaise, the consul for Grenada in Quebec, I say this is our way out. And I strongly suggest and urge you to take the vaccine, you and your family. And let us return within next Christmas. Let us be sitting at a table, 10, 15, 20 people once more.
Yep.
This is not natural.
No, sir. So, Thames.
No, I do have a few, one important topic to mention today.
Mm-hmm.
A few days ago, there was a huge spike of COVID cases in Grenada, and the total positive cases jumped from 44 to 94.
Wow.
As of last night. We now have 53 active cases in Grenada of the COVID. Thankfully, it's very mild, and at this time, there are still no hospitalization of patients. So that's a good thing. So we're keeping our fingers crossed. So far, it's the mild symptoms. Some people have tested positive but show no symptoms and they're not sick.
That's good.
At this time, the Ministry of Health, the government of Grenada, has the contact tracing and other strengthening safety protocols have gone into overdrive. And over 1,500 persons have been administered tests over the last few days. And so it's under control. Let me say the government has been doing a fantastic job for the last couple of months, and this spike was caused with incoming from out surrounded by water, so we can control it. But every now and then, something would get through. You have to expect that. And there are people that are carriers but do not show the signs.
Or do not know.
And yes, and that is what we have to be concerned about. And that's why the only way out of this is to take the vaccine.
Yes, sir. Some people are saying the vaccine, how could they develop a vaccine so quickly? But what they fail to understand, this vaccine has been developing for many years. With various strains. They're just taking it and sort of bringing it into one piece, you know, so that they can control it and do what they have to do.
Absolutely. The way I like to explain it is that you take a car that's giving you 50 gallons to the mile, and you've tinkered with the engine, and now you can get 60 miles to the gallon.
That's exactly what it is.
That's the way I look at it.
Yeah, but that's the way it is being handled.
Yes. Remember, we have been doing this. The vaccine has been around for a long time. All it did was, they went back to the drawing board, and with new methods in place, that's why they came up with this new vaccine this quickly. But I believe the efficacy is good, and I believe it's our way out.
It has to be.
Mr. Carr, I hate to say that I will take a short hiatus. I need some sunshine and the beach, and I'm considering a short vacation.
Ah. Sneaking away from us, aren't you, Teddy, old boy?
This old guy needs to stretch on the white sand for a couple of days.
The only
concern is I have to quarantine for 14 days when I get back, but I'm seriously considering a hiatus.
That's good. So, if you can do it, my brother, because I have a friend, he's gone to Jamaica there now. You know, he said quarantine, as long as I'm quarantining in the sun, so it's okay. So he's gone.
This week it was bitterly cold. Today is a beautiful day. But we had some minus 10, minus 12 a few days ago. And quarantine at quarantine with the sunshine and the ocean lapping at your doorstep is a little better than quarantine at minus 15. Do you agree, sir?
Yes. I believe you me. I'm not disagreeing with you, man.
Absolutely. Well, we'll think about it after we all take the vaccine. We'll do something for sure. But I hasten to take this opportunity to wish you, your family, and all the listeners of CQT a very, very Merry Christmas and extremely happy and prosperous New Year from myself, the Office of the Honorary Council for Grenada in Quebec. And me personally wish you all the best for the new year.
Well, I, coming from the crew here, my friend, I wish you all the best. And I'll be a bit jealous. Somebody will be laying in the sunshine on white sands, and I'll be here in the cold. But enjoy yourself for both of us, all right? Make sure
you thank you very much. Since you're international and we're on the internet, I do hope to get to stay in touch. Hopefully, I can still hear the radio from where I am.
You can hear CKUT anywhere you are in the world, anywhere.
Absolutely. So I know this is the time when you'll be playing the Christmas carols and people will be calling in with wishing their families back in the Caribbean all the best. So I look forward to hearing that. I enjoy that piece that you do every year. You give us the opportunity to go international, to Belize, to Jamaica, to Barbados, to give a shout out to our friends and families far, far away.
Far and wide.
And as we cannot be together with them. So once again, thank you and thank CKUT for being here once again. And we'll see you all in the new year. All the best, sir.
All right, my brother. You be good and take care, all right? Much love to you.
Thank
and
you.
When you go down, give your prime minister much love for me, all right?
Absolutely, I will do that. Thank
all right.
you so much.
All right,
bye
my brother.
For now.
Be good. Once again, CKUT 90.3 FM, and coming up, Audley Coley, and we want to talk a little bit about mental health, so, and he has a book he want to give away, so we're going to try and do that right after we pay some bills. Very important.
TNT Palace, 6343 Victoria. Doubles, macaroni pie, fresh roti made every hour. All your traditional Trinidadian flavors. Open 6 days a week till 8 p.m., closed on Mondays. Call 514-587-8423. TNT Palace, 6343 Victoria. The Caribbean News is...
Red alert. The spread of COVID-19 is at a critical level in your area or a neighboring region. Getting together with family or friends is prohibited, and traveling to other regions is not recommended. More targeted restrictions have been put into place to limit the spread and prevent a lockdown. Learn more at quebec.ca/coronavirus. Continue to wash your hands, keep a 2-meter distance, and wear a mask when physical distancing is impossible. We need to act now. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Hey everybody, Derek Seguin here. So we won't be hosting our families for the holidays this year, but let's look on the bright side. Got an aunt with some zany theories? Just mute her on the family video calls. A hippie cousin that bring new wave sludge to Réveillon? Not this year. To protect your family's health and safety, it's important you stay home and enjoy the peace and quiet.
Put your pants on! Time to shovel the driveway!
Right away, hon. Safe holidays. Let's keep our spirits up.
A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Still looking for a holiday gift or two for the special people in your life? CKUT has new merch, including hoodies and t-shirts, that showcase classic designs dug up from our art attic. Head to ckut.ca to discover our new merch store and find out more about sizing and shipping. Happy holidays from all of us at CKUT.
Happy holidays. I want to say many thanks to those of you who have been donating so far. And coming up, there's a gentleman, Mr. Audley Coley. If you're listening to me, give me a call. We want to chit-chat a little bit about mental health, because this time of the year and in this situation, it's awful. So give me a call there, Audley. And in the meanwhile, while Audley's dialing up with his fingers, let me look for Love Man Kent.
Mommy, you know, I ain't sure to come home this year. Get out one big pearl party up here.
One big Christmas pearl party. Come to my ear. I invite everybody. Come feel free. Don't bring no liquor. Love Man has it here. Come with your bottle, iron and spoon. I'm going especially soon.
We parade.
Yeah, they met cooking for us. I'm telling you, that's Love Man Kent, turning back the pages of time on CKUT 90.3. Some songs just never get old, and that's one of them. We parang in, all right? Once again, a pleasant good afternoon to you. My name is Howard Carr, and I'm here with you every Saturday for the past 30-odd years. And right now, I want to speak to a gentleman who supports the station with his money without even saying anything. I had to sort of tease him and say I'd like for you to come on, because we had him on some 2 years ago talking about mental illness. So, oddly, are you there?
Yes, yes, Stretch. Greetings from Montreal, Pierre Fawn, and to the world.
Yes, my brother. Nice to hear your voice. So now, number one, we're going to start off with the book. You said you had a book. What it is all about?
The book is a roadmap to help to guide you through mental health. It's been out for a few years still, but right now, the book, hot, because... especially because of COVID, there's a lot of people who are having major problems coping, mm-hmm. and this book is a must-have, so everybody should have it for Christmas or pass it on to a friend. It's called Oddly Enough, You Can Soar Above Mental Illness. And I was challenged with mental illness. I am, but I found a way how to balance it out, and you know, it's working very well for me. So I want to pass it out to the rest of the world and just help out as many people as I can.
Now, you said you were at one point mentally ill. Explain to people what is mental illness. You know,
well, I'm still mentally ill. I'm stressed.
Oh?
All it is like I have it under control.
Okay.
You know, it's like if you have diabetes or you have any illness, as long as you have it under control, it doesn't control you. And when I was first diagnosed with a bipolar or manic depressive illness in my 20s, I didn't know what it was.
Right.
But once I got it, under control, I take medication. I take something called Epavil. When I was first diagnosed, I was taking something called lithium.
Mm.
But in the Jamaican or in the black world, when you act a little certain ways, they just say you're a madman and they don't have time for you.
Right, right.
Right?
So true.
But I'm glad that I was able to use the Medicare system here in Canada. Really helped me a lot. And my spiritual background, my parents are both, you know, we're rooted and grounded in the
Christianity,
church.
Right.
So it was a balance.
But tell me now, how does one recognize, you know, I'm trying to, maybe I am and I don't know, bipolar, how do you recognize it?
Okay, I can tell you about bipolar. I can't really speak too much about the other mental health issues.
Right.
But because this is the one I was diagnosed with, bipolar and manic depressive are the same thing. And from my perspective, manic depressive is having a lack of salt. Because Ooh. Especially in Jamaica, a lot of food we have in our diet consists of salt. So, you know, we have a lot of sweet and we have a lot of salt and so forth. So when you're balanced, when your body becomes imbalanced, right, It affects your brain. And seeing a mental health is not something you see. It's something that's from inside, as I said, your mind. So myself, the to recognize it, and you can see around people that you might know, is that the first thing that starts happening is like the person gets what they call grandiose idea. You know, they want to, you know, do big things.
Big projects.
They don't sleep.
Mm.
Another one, they don't sleep for days.
Wow.
And also their thoughts, they start speaking very, very fast. And they might get very religious. If they're a religious person already, they get super religious, right?
Mm.
So you become an extreme of whatever you are. But as I said, bipolar, definitely, as I said from my perspective, is number one, you can't sleep, and then you're not eating properly. You can go days without eating properly. So, of course, you're going to get, as I said, tired. You're going to start to see mini. And as we say, you start getting delusional. So, you know, if you notice that you have a family member or friend that comes and says, and don't lend any madman or manic person money either. Because they'll all come with a big idea and say, I want to, you know, put on a show and I need X amount of dollars. I'm going to pay you back. And they're very convincing, too. Very convincing. So that's usually the sign. And then, as I said, you know, usually when you get really manic high, unless you crashed or have a breakdown, usually that's what happens. Then you end up in the hospital and, you know, you slowly come back. But unfortunately, unless you accept that you have a problem, you cannot be helped. You won't be helped. You know, I lost myself, you know, a lot of business. I lost my family. And then I realized that I needed help. And I went and I seek help and I got it. And I just celebrated my 62nd birthday this month.
Wow. And, you know, you're looking good, man. I see you on Facebook. What?
Oh, you mean the fit of the fittest?
I see that. Wow.
Yeah, man, and as I said, the program that I have is incredible. So you have to eat. Like now, I don't go and close down the club anymore. Thank God. Well, the club them closed. But I make sure I get my good night's sleep. Get up in the morning, exercise, because I teach fitness class on Zoom. So yeah, man. So it's all about the exercise. So, you know, eat properly, balance, exercise, and as I said, make sure you get your sleep. And you have to be like a militant. You have to be like when you used to play football.
Right.
For instance.
Right.
Yeah. When you're practicing all the time or soccer, you don't even think about you practice.
Totally true.
And then you eat properly and you go to sleep, you know. And when you're playing sports, you always have a curfew. So there's a lot of people, they will not, like especially right now, because of the COVID, a lot of people who normally are very active, it's easy for them to fall into a depression, right?
And so
this is why, you know, this is a good time to work on yourself. I mean, I know it's hard. Take a walk, put on some soca music and exercise at home. You have to really, as I said, go inside and kind of, you know.
Find yourself.
Yeah.
Now, tell me something. If I recognize some of those symptoms that you're telling me about, should I mention these to my doctor or what?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you see, the point is once you recognize the symptoms, the battle is almost won, right?
Okay.
Because I will always be manic depressive. You know, it's not like you take a pill and then it's gone.
It's gone.
But I have it under control now. Right. So,
right.
You know, as I said, because I'm sleeping properly, I'm eating and exercising, I can totally appreciate life. Because first time, especially being an artist, I thought even when I took the medication that it would affect my art. And a lot of people in the art that are inflicted with some form of mental health,
right,
they do not want to take medication.
I was told once that I was talking to a friend of mine who is a psychiatrist, a shrink. Not that I had it at the time. I don't think I do now. But I was asking him, you know, does he see a lot of these guys in Toronto? I was going to school in Toronto at the time. And he says, Stretch, you never know unless they actually come to you because they could appear as normal as ever. And you have just confirmed that to me. And but it's their demanding nature that they have that you, if you're watching that individual as a doctor, he said, you can know whether they're depressed or anything like that. So I'm glad. Well, go ahead.
No, actually, this is something that happens, especially with a lot of professional athletes. Because if you're used to having a regimen where you're always exercising or always competing,
right?
When you stop competing, a lot of people go right into a depression. I mean, you just won the gold medal after been training for how many years to go to the Olympics, and then all of a sudden you don't have that same kind of regime. And if you look, there's a lot of athletes that are coming out now. I mean, Clara Hughes was a representative for Bell Canada for Bell Let's Talk. And now I'm one of the rep. This is going on to my fourth year that I'm doing Bell Let's Talk.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just it's very common when you are a high performer that when you are out of that
limelight.
Circle,
yes.
You will fall into a depression.
Yes, a lot of people.
And some people will use alcohol. Alcohol is a depressive.
Right.
Or they smoke marijuana, because marijuana, for instance, is very good just to keep you in a certain level.
Right.
Right. Yeah, but it doesn't mean that when you don't want to deal with certain reality that you can't, especially if you get that injury. Right. And, you're a competitive athlete and stuff like that. Instead of just sitting down there and thinking about it, you can grab a drink and you can smoke a spliff.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, now that they've legalized marijuana, it's a joke, because most people knew that from way back, when you feel a certain way and you just roll a spliff, you're going to feel better.
I like that. Roll a spliff, you feel better.
Stretch. Fred Hicklin was the top psychiatrist in Jamaica in Kingston.
Yeah.
Right? And he just passed away this year.
Oh, no.
And if you have a chance, Google him and read his papers. Because especially he has something about we must own our madness. Because black people especially, we have never had a chance to stop and really have proper therapy. You know?
Mm.
We've never, because especially all Jamaicans, you can't go, you feel a certain way, you can't give in to it. You know, because what to you? As a man, it's
what,
very
your
hard.
Man or what?
Yeah.
So true.
Jamaican,
that's so true.
It's very difficult. When I was in Jamaica, when I was in my manic high, them almost killed me.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
No, man, because they don't know how to deal with it. So when they see somebody act a certain way, it's very uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad that I have the platform now, because I said I'm with Bell Canada 4 years. Bell, Let's Talk, and I'm I've been speaking at the Jamaican Association and Full Circle. So I think a lot of black people, too, are much more open to even trying to understand it, because technically a lot of people are afraid because they don't understand. They just don't understand.
Not to be ashamed. Not to be ashamed.
Unwell.
Yeah. Oddly, I have a minute. You want to just tell the people how they can get hold of you and how you want to give away the book and the Zoom, how, if people are interested, how could they? Because I might be Zooming to work out with you. I'm serious. You're laughing?
No,
I'm dead serious.
I'm giving you the recipe that works for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's all about routine. And as I said, any kind of athlete or anybody that used to play soccer and basketball, they need something to wake up to and look forward to.
Trust me.
But as I said, right now the book is going to be at Full Circle. So the best way to get the book is get in touch with Pharaoh them at the Full Circle. And as I said, I gave away a few books earlier this week. Mm-hmm. And I'm more than open, as I said, to speak to anybody that wants to reach out. You can get me on Facebook, and my email is audleycoley@gmail.com. So if you're interested in doing Zoom class, workout class, as I said, Bob said, the fit of the fittest.
Right.
You just email me and you send me your email, and then we can send you an invitation for when I'm doing the class.
Good.
And I right now I have people coming in from all St. Kitts.
Oh yeah.
Ecuador. People. My daughter came in this morning from Iqaluit. I had a woman this morning from England. So we're all aware. We're all in this together.
Yes.
And technically, trust me, you know, the fitness is the number one thing. And also I want to say a happy birthday to Peter